And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Another gorgeous day. Boy, we had horrible weather all last week, but the worm turned last Friday. We had a gorgeous weekend, and it's been beautiful so far. Yeah, we had some storms. Well, it was Monday night, but they came at night. Just spectacular out there today. And we're looking, as you just heard Tracy say, pretty hot summer, late June weather for at least the next few days. Enjoy. Later on the program today, we're going to be talking with the Butler County Dairy Princess. Her name is Sarah Lang. She'll be joining us a little bit later on the program today. We'll be talking about some dairy issues. There are issues facing dairy farmers here in Pennsylvania and specifically here in Butler County, so we'll talk about some of that. But first, we say hello once again to Matt McCune. Matt is the president of Butler Downtown. Matt, good to see you again.
Great to be here, Dave, as always.
Butler Downtown, we sometimes take it for granted that people are familiar with the organization. Let's talk a little bit for a minute about it. It's a nonprofit organization, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the mission of Butler Downtown is what?
The mission of Butler Downtown is to really handle anything that benefits the community, the Main Street, the businesses, try to promote and hold any type of events. Let's put it this way. Simply put, anything that benefits the downtown area, that's our bailiwick.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's face it, that's the urban core
right.
of Butler County. It's the county seat. Governmental offices are there. Professional services are there. We still have retail, too. It's not like 50 years ago, but it's not like 50 years ago anywhere in the country anymore.
That's right.
But it's important to maintain a healthy downtown. And there was no better sign of what it means to the entire region than this past Sunday with Cruiserpalooza. Just packed downtown, wall-to-wall pedestrians for that big Rodfather's car show. It was great.
It's great to see. It's certainly good for everybody, the businesses, the people. The weather cooperated, too, for once.
Weather helped, but even, you know, early on, at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, it was packed. Then it was that way all day long. Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Nice to see the downtown like that. Well, let's talk about some things that Butler Downtown, the organization, the nonprofit organization, has been involved with. One of them is a revolving loan fund to help revitalize and energize the entire downtown region. It's not necessarily just Main Street. Some side streets off Main Street are considered part of downtown.
Right, that's
and,
correct.
And actually, a loan was recently approved for a nice project.
Yes, that's true. A loan was recently approved for Joe Gray, local engineer, local property owner, certainly friend of Butler Downtown's. He recently purchased the old Freedman's Building. We approved a loan for Joe to go into, you know, was a part of that deal. So it was good to see that, you know, it was didn't like seeing an old business such as Freedman's having to leave the area. You know, that was a shame. But it was good to see that the building, the property, is going to be used for a good purpose again, bought by a good owner. It's going to be remodeled, and Gateway Engineers is going to fill a large portion of that space. And there also is going to be a portion of that building is going to be available for rent, too. So certainly getting a makeover, and good to see. And it was really projects like that are exactly what the revolving loan fund was set up for, what mm-hmm. that money was originally provided to communities like Butler by the state. So glad to see it was helpful
Revolving loan simply means that a loan is made, and when it's paid back, that money goes back into the loan fund to be used by somebody else.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Property owners, businesses that are trying to start up, or maybe it's a current business, a long-time business that needs to upgrade their property or something like that. That's what the money's there for, and gets loaned back, gets loaned out, for a small, interest rate, better than they can get anywhere else, most likely. And then, obviously that money gets paid back in, the fund grows, and the more money we're able to loan out, the more money comes back in, and it grows, and to help out businesses into the future, or property owners for that matter. So,
and this is a property that fits exactly that definition we were talking about just a few minutes ago. It's not right on Main Street, the former Friedman store on West Brady Street, but it's just half a block off Main, and it's certainly part of the downtown business district.
Right. Right. There is a restriction geographically that we have to stick to. I believe it goes from Wayne Street all the way down to Penn, going north and south, and then east and west from what would be Washington Street to McCain Street. So kind of makes a giant rectangle. But if you think about it, and if you look, if you look at the map from a commerce standpoint, there's a quite a few businesses in that geographic area.
That's certainly the central business district,
sure,
and the central professional district for sure. And you hate to see vacant storefronts, bad enough, but a whole building,
yeah,
to be vacant. It's terrific. That and as you mentioned, Joe Gray, goodness gracious, been around here for a while, right. Well-known, solid businessman. It'll be nice to see him taking over that building.
Right.
Good.
And there are some businesses or buildings in that area that are empty or could use some TLC. And I think, like you said, that plagues a lot of areas, and not just Western Pennsylvania, but all over the country. But you drive through some of the other old industry towns in the area, and they really could use some TLC. So Butler, if you think about it, when comparing it to some of the other towns, Beaver County, for instance, I think we're doing all right.
Newcastle would be another
sure
comparison that makes Butler look very favorable.
Right.
And your point about other businesses in the area, this project is on the north end of the central business district, but that's picking up. There's a new Metro wireless storefront right there. There's a Dunkin' Donuts, still relatively new, and now the renovation of the former Friedman's building, all of that within a couple of hundred feet of each other.
Yeah. Since I started working in town, which is about 6 years ago, so I spend just about every day right on Main Street. And certainly since I've been involved in Butler downtown, going on 3 years now, there has been some turnover of businesses, but it seems like whenever you see an empty storefront, and there are still some, and some that have been that way for a while, it seems like they're not empty too long. Several businesses, and unfortunately some have come and gone, but you see a new one popping up pretty regularly, and that's good to see.
Mm-hmm. There was, to be honest with you, I haven't checked the last few days I've been through the downtown. There was a pop-up art gallery right on Main Street, Main in the corner of Newcastle,
right.
Think. Is that cowboy on a horse still there out on the sidewalk? I'm not sure.
I haven't driven past that, but I walked past it. I don't know if it was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. And
it was a showstopper.
Yeah, I had my head down, and I looked up. I was like, where'd this thing come from?
I think it was still there a couple of days ago.
It's a great piece, though.
Yeah, I think that's a Bill Secunda piece.
Sounds right.
Artist in metal and steel, without parallel here in our area. I can remember the first time I saw it. I was coming to work, and I come to work in the dark, a little after 5 o'clock in the morning, and I pulled up to that red light there, that intersection there, and there's this huge dark shadow, and I didn't know what it was for a minute. I realized it was a sculpture, this gigantic sculpture of a cowboy on a horse. But that's the sort of thing that draws interest downtown, and they had that pop-up art gallery there for a while, too.
Yeah.
Good stuff. The Butler downtown still operates the farm market, right, on Saturday mornings?
That's correct, 8 to 1 o'clock down there on Chestnut Street.
That should be hitting its prime right now as we hit the end of June.
Yeah, I don't know if the farmers are able to get out into their fields without sinking down into the mud. But, no, from my understanding, the growing season has certainly hit its stride. And a lot more produce is down there now than maybe you would have seen them in weeks past.
Yeah, but early on you get, some lettuce and some garlic and some onions, and that's about it. But now a lot of stuff is starting to come in.
Sounds like it's certainly in season for a lot of stuff. So if you want to pick up some locally grown produce and other items, go check out the farm market from 8 to 1 down there on Chestnut Street.
That's Saturday mornings and early afternoon.
That's correct.
8 a.m. It's every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. I understand that before long, perhaps within a week, there may be local sweet corn, too, from some farmers who took a chance and planted it early. Saw a story, it was in a Trib, I think, of one farm that planted it in late March.
Yeah.
You talk about taking a chance.
Yeah.
But it was perfect because, theirs is maturing rapidly. Some other farmers, early April, you never used to plant sweet corn that early around here. But there's new techniques. They use that black plastic to, keep the soil heated and let the corn germinate. So don't be surprised. Maybe not this Saturday, but certainly the next one, there's probably going to be local sweet corn.
That's good. I'll keep my eye open for that because there's nothing like some fresh sweet corn.
Fresh out of the patch.
Yep.
You can't beat it. The Butler Farm Market, operated under the umbrella of Butler Downtown. And if you're not sure where it is, it's on Chestnut Street, which is three blocks from Main Street.
That's right, down the hill.
Yeah, can't miss it. Stop and ask anybody. Or look for the crowds.
That's right.
On Saturday morning.
From 8 to 1, frequently attended.
We're talking with Matt McCune. Matt's the president of Butler Downtown, the nonprofit organization that seeks to re-energize the Central Business District. We talked, some time ago about the possibility of street art in Butler. This is something in addition to a cowboy on a horse, right? What's the status of the street art idea?
So the street art project we did talk about the last time I was here, was that project was very much in its infancy at that point in time. We've moved on a little bit, but unfortunately the weather hasn't allowed the folks involved with our group to get out there and actually do some painting. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks or next month or so, that will have changed and the weather cooperates. So the next time I'm here, we can talk about some actual projects that have materialized. But this street art project are small, kind of whimsical paintings using, the canvas would be buildings or sidewalks or, certain fixtures on buildings. To paint them to look like some type of object. A good example is, maybe there's a manhole cover on a sidewalk that's painted to look like a fried egg, and right next to it you paint a little spatula, so something like that. Something that really doesn't stick out too much, but, if you're looking for them, you look down and say, hey, that's kind of cool. This is not, a large mural by any stretch, but so what it will take are individual property owners obviously will need to give the blessing to come onto their property to do these paintings, have these ideas done, which we have a few property owners who have expressed an interest. So like I said, as soon as the weather cooperates, we'll be able to get down and do this. And this is going to likely be partnership with the Arts Center.
I was going to ask who's going to do the who's going to paint a manhole cover to look like a fried egg.
Yeah. So Dorothy Calvert of Brushes and Barstools has really taken the bull by the horns with this project. She's the one that was you know, the brains behind this. She's the one that reached out to the property owners. So, you know, obviously with her art background, this is right up her alley. And then the director at the Arts Center, Steve Haley, who I've only communicated with via email, haven't actually met him in person, but he's expressed some interest in this project as well. So I'm hopeful that they can put their heads together. We do have some volunteers, obviously, lined up who have expressed some interest. So, you know, the manpower doesn't seem like it's going to be the problem. It's actually, and you know, we have the properties lined up, too. It's just Mother Nature would cooperate.
I know Steve. We had him on the program here, I don't know, a month or two ago, as the new director of the Art Center. And I'm sure he wants to be involved in community activities and programs. And, in fact, I know that Butler Downtown has teamed up with the Arts Center and their space for a number of things over the past few years.
Yeah, we have partnered on a number of occasions throughout the years, and I look forward to continuing that in the future.
Well, it'll be a real attention-getter, I think, if you're walking down the street and see what looks like a fried egg and turns out to be a manhole cover. Look at the interest that's been generated by the Wall Dogs paintings on the sides of buildings. It was a couple of summers ago that they did that. Those paintings are still gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah.
They've weathered extremely well, and you can't miss them. You know, they're all over the downtown, some on Main Street. Every once in a while, you'll turn down a side street and see one.
Yeah.
And I would anticipate that this street art project, if it comes to fruition, will get the same kind of attention.
Let's hope.
Yeah. It re-energizes the downtown.
Exactly.
Which is just what you're trying to do. Let's take a break. We'll be back to talk a little bit more with Matt here on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR right after these messages. Have you finished your spring cleaning yet? No, I have not. I got a good start on it this year, but then other things intervened. Doesn't that always happen? Listen, folks, if you have not yet finished, keep in mind any stuff that you end up after cleaning, spring cleaning or otherwise, that you don't need or want anymore, consider donating the items to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul and their thrift store in the Greater Butler Mart. They'll sell those items. People will be able to buy them at a reduced price they might not ordinarily been able to afford. They'll put them to good use. And here's the good part. Every penny of the proceeds from the operation of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store, every penny stays right here in Butler County. It helps to fund their food bank and their client aid program. And you are going to throw this stuff away anyway, right? Right? Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart, just south of Butler, right on Route 8. There's tons of free parking right outside the door. And their drop-off bins are right inside the door, so it's easy as pie. Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler, they like to say, we stand tallest when we stoop to help others. It's a wonderful thought. We're chatting with Matt McCune. Matt's the president of Butler Downtown, the Grassroots Revitalization Initiative nonprofit organization that has a mandate to bring new energy and vitality to the Central Business District in downtown Butler. I understand, Matt, that you may, in the near future, be looking at hiring a board coordinator. What's that all about?
That's correct. We are looking to hire a limited part-time position to really help us just with the day-to-day or, you know, week-to-week operation of the organization. As you know, everybody who is on our board or who is involved with Butler Downtown as a volunteer. You know, we all have, you know, full-time jobs and, you know, volunteer some time to handle this organization. We found it a bit difficult to communicate timely with the community and handle some of the, you know, administrative duties of the organization. So we're looking to hire somebody, a position that we're calling, you know, a board coordinator, because it'll work directly with the board to handle the business of our organization. If anybody is interested, we do have an application on Facebook that they can go right to our page and be linked to the application and follow the direction to send that in if anybody is interested.
Oh, this would be the Butler Downtown Facebook page?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. So the hours are, like I said, very limited. About five per week is what we're looking for. We think that the work that we need can be accomplished in that time frame. It would be necessary for this person to at least once a week or on a somewhat regular basis travel to our office in the city. So they would need to be somewhat centrally located. But the whole 5 hours wouldn't necessarily have to be spent at the office. Mm-hmm. The pay will be commensurate with experience, and we would prefer any applicants to have nonprofit experience, but it's certainly not required. Some of the things that we asking this person in this position to do would be, handle our mail, because we do get that from time to time, and that's one thing obviously you'd need to be at the city office for. But probably most importantly, in this day and age, checking our social media account and being on top of that, because I think that's the easiest way for people to get a hold of us, these days. Which is probably true with a lot of organizations and a lot of people. The Facebook and Twitter and Instagram of the world has really taken over. Sometimes not for the better, but certainly in our our organization's sake, it's been a wonderful resource for us. So that person we would hope to keep an eye on that for us, and then really using that help us to communicate a little easier and a little more timely with the community itself.
Any particular background as a prerequisite for being considered for this part-time position?
Like I said, we would prefer nonprofit experience, but it's not required. The qualifications that we're really looking for: computer skills, familiarity with email and social platforms. This day and age, a lot of people are obviously mm-hmm. going to have that.
And obviously you can do that from home.
That's correct.
Yeah. So any timetable for that hire, or it's still a little bit nebulous?
We're hoping to have this position filled, or certainly be in a position to make an offer to somebody by our next board meeting, which is July 10th.
Oh, okay.
So certainly it is. We put the application, the request for applications out at the beginning of June, so it's been out there for a couple of weeks. But we would like to hire someone in the near future. So if anybody's interested, I would head to our Facebook page and put that application in as soon as possible.
Well, it sounds like a good idea to me. Obviously, your board members, everyone involved, is a volunteer, and most have full-time jobs. Matt, for example, is a full-time attorney with Conlon Part Tarker, and he does this serving as president of Butler Downtown on a voluntary basis as a community service. So I can understand how you'd need a board coordinator. Coming up, here we are. Gosh, you realize this weekend we're halfway through 2019.
Yeah.
That just dawned on me.
Scary.
We'll be starting the second half of the year next Monday.
It'll be snowing again before we know.
No, please, no more, Matt. That's just enough to realize we're starting the second half of the year. But realistically, for some things that happen later in the year, planning is well underway. For example, here at Butler Radio Group, we've sponsored the Spirit of Christmas Parade for quite a few years now. And believe me, planning is well underway.
I bet.
For that, even though that takes place this Saturday after Thanksgiving. You, when I say you, Butler Downtown, you're looking at early planning for your end-of-year event, which you've held several times already.
That's right, our annual celebration. We're hoping to do in the first part of November. Haven't hammered down a day yet, but those first couple of weeks is when we're going to do that. The annual celebration is something that we've done in the past. Did not have one last year, but we want to want to kick up that again. And planning has started. We at our annual celebration, it's open to really all friends of Butler downtown. It's going to be just to celebrate the year. We will hand out a few awards to recognize some of the new businesses that have started, and some of the older businesses that have been around for a while. Recognize volunteers who have done good by the community throughout the year, and just generally celebrate the community of downtown Butler itself.
Well, keep us filled in on that whenever the details get nailed down a little bit more. Butler downtown was busy, as we mentioned, last Sunday. This was not a Butler downtown event. It was organized by the Rod Fathers Car Club, the Cruiserpalooza. But nonetheless, hats off to the city. And it shows you the cooperation that the city of Butler has, because there had to be extra police, overtime police officers on duty all day last Sunday, taking care of things and keeping the street blocked, and taking care of that. The CB Rangers were out in force again. Hats off to them for helping to direct traffic. And we have another big event coming up this weekend. Again, it's not an event sponsored by the Butler Downtown Organization, but I'm sure your folks are always happy to see thousands of people come downtown, and this Saturday we have the Butler Road Race.
Yep.
So there's going to be thousands and thousands more people lining Main Street this Saturday morning.
Yeah. The more people downtown, the better.
That's for sure. Well, there'll be a lot of them on Saturday, I can guarantee you. I don't know about the weather. Runners, they don't like it real hot. They would prefer, a nice cool morning, not necessarily raining, but a nice cool morning, and then after the race, let it warm up. I haven't seen any accurate advance forecast yet for Saturday, but downtown Butler is going to be a humming again. And a quick note as well, just for traffic, obviously Main Street and Penn Street are going to be closed to vehicular traffic for the Butler Road Race this Saturday. Well, Matt, thanks for stopping in. Do you ever get a chance, when I say you, your fellow board members in Butler downtown, to compare notes with other cities? Are there other cities of Butler size or towns that are trying to do this through a voluntary downtown organization? Do you know?
I'm not aware specifically of any who utilize the framework that we have on a volunteer basis. I do know that the Butler, the PA Downtown Center does have a framework for these types of organizations. All of them have specific elements that they have to meet, and also have a full-time Main Street manager.
Mm-hmm.
But on simply a volunteer basis, I'm not sure that there are any around. I'm sure there are. I'm just not aware of them.
Mm-hmm. Matt McCune is president of Butler Downtown. Matt, good to see you again.
Yeah, you too, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day and midsummer.
That's right.
Because it is upon us, that's for sure. Hey, we'll take a break. We're going to be talking with Butler County's dairy princess. Her name is Sarah Lang, and she'll be joining us here on It's Your Turn on WISR in just a couple of minutes. So stick around. We'll be right back.
$3. Not too much $3 can buy these days, not even a gallon of gas. Fortunately, with the Butler Transit Authority, $3 provides you with all-day transportation with over 250 local Butler bus stops. Butler Transit can get you to all the major Butler shopping destinations, medical facilities, downtown, and much more. Visit our downtown bus terminal on West Newcastle Street or on the web at butlertransit.com.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. Ever have a tough time getting the motor started early in the morning? I know what you mean. Well, maybe I can help. I'd like to invite you to join me every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, for the Early Morning Show here on WISR. We start with the first local news of the day, bright and early at 5:30. We go to 9:30, and oh yes, we pause for half an hour and have coffee with Kate at 8:30 every weekday morning, too. Please join me. I'd like to share the early morning hours, 5:30 weekdays, here on WISR.
Back, good friends. Dave Malarkey here, and it's the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. As we mentioned at the start of the program, what a gorgeous day. I mean, we paid dearly last week with all the rain and the mess and everything, but boy, since last Friday, it has been nice. Had some storms on Monday night. Okay, we lived through that. But wow, gorgeous. Gorgeous weather. Gorgeous. This is what midsummer is all about, late June. We're going to be talking with the new Butler County Dairy Princess on the program next. Her name is Sarah Lang, and she's sitting right across from me here in the studio. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
When were you selected as the Butler County Dairy Princess?
It was just this past May. I think it was around May 11th.
So about a month ago, huh?
Yep.
Wow. So what do you do as Dairy Princess? What are your responsibilities?
So some of the responsibilities, not only just mine, but the rest of my court as well. We go to different events to promote the dairy industry, what all the dairy industry is about, and different dairy products.
Mm-hmm. And you serve for a year, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are your parents?
My parents are Larry and Carrie Lang. We actually live in Harrisville, and I've grown up on a farm my entire life. Started out with dairy cows, sold them, have beef cows now, and I wanted to get a little bit back into the dairy industry, so decided to run for Dairy Princess.
You're not old enough to have done all that stuff already.
Yeah, some people might not think so.
You graduated from Penn State?
Yes, I did.
What did you study there?
Agricultural and extension education.
Farm background indeed, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wow. So how do you get selected to be Dairy Princess? Is there a judging committee, or you send in a resume and then they decide who would best serve in this capacity?
So we have to fill out an application, and the night of the pageant, there were two judges, and there was a speech, so like 3 to 5 minutes on it could have been from a wealth of topics.
Oh.
Surrounding dairy, of course. And we also had to do some sort of presentation, and I chose to do a skit about three every day of dairy.
Three every day?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
What's the meaning of that, Sarah?
So that's three servings of dairy every day. So you get your three servings and your and the nutrition that comes along with it.
Could be milk, but there's a lot of other things that could fill that bill, I guess, huh?
There are, yes. Like cheese, yogurt, even cottage cheese. Kind of the little bit of the off products, if you will. The products that people don't think of.
What about ice cream? Could I count that?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that shouldn't be too hard to get three a day in that case.
It's not for me.
You've actually been involved in helping to promote dairy here locally for a number of years, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Long before you were selected as the Dairy Princess.
Yes, I was. Wow, when I was just a little girl as well. So,
You're from Harrisville all your life, so I imagine you went to Slippery Rock High School. Would that be correct?
I actually went to Montauk.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you were far enough outside of Harrisville that you went to Montauk, huh?
Yeah, we're actually more in between Forestville and Boyers, but it's still Harrisville address. And
that's what the mail comes to Harrisville.
We were right on the Montauk side of the line between Slippery Rock and Manitow.
Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to go to Penn State? They have a great agricultural program. In fact, Penn State started out as an agricultural school, and then they later branched into all of their, goodness gracious, countless number of colleges now, engineering and education and all kind of stuff. But it started as an ag school.
Yes. So I've always wanted to go to Penn State. I've been involved with showing cows ever since I was 5 years old, I think, and getting started in the 4-H program just made me, I guess, fall in love with Penn State, because Penn State Extension runs 4-H, and that is 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of got me started, got me into Penn State, and that's always where I've wanted to go.
Kind of tough to get in there these days. You must have had pretty good grades, huh?
I did, yes.
Don't be so modest now. I know that if you don't have good grades, you're not going to get into Penn State these days. It's a tough school to get into. You mentioned that you have some court members. Do you have their names offhand that they'll be assisting you over the next year?
Of course. Maggie Rasp will be the dairy ambassador. She was a past dairy princess, and she wanted to come back to continue promoting the dairy industry. And I also have Morgan Teets, which is a dairy miss, and Kira Kress, which is a little dairy miss. And may I note that they also go to Manitow School District.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact.
So what if somebody would like to have their group or their organization have somebody come and speak or make a short presentation about dairy? They contact somebody to have you come and speak, or what?
Yes, they can, if they'd like me or any of my court members or all of us to come speak or do anything at an event, even if it's just there handing out little dairy, little cow erasers is always a fun one, or mm-hmm. bracelets or things like that. They can contact our booking chair, Sandy Stevenson, at 724-285-1296.
285-1296. I'll keep that number on file here in case somebody's listening in the car and they want to get it. They can call us off the air, and we'll be happy to pass it on. We're talking to Sarah Lang. She is the Butler County Dairy Princess, just selected a month ago, so she'll be serving in that capacity for almost the next year, delivering key messages about the dairy industry. I just saw, and this is just within the past couple of days, maybe it was late last week, I'm not sure, resolutions in Harrisburg, in the state legislature, backing federal legislation that wants to see whole milk put back into school luncheon menus. Did you read or hear anything about that, Sarah?
I haven't done too much reading on that particularly, but of course, I'm all for that, and it'd be a great thing to have whole milk back in schools. That's the one thing I wish. I think we only had 2%,
mm-hmm.
but that's the one thing I wish I always had. I grew up on milk straight from the tank as soon as it was cooled, and it has 9 essential nutrients, and it'd be great to have whole milk back in schools.
I am not familiar with what schools serve anymore. I know when I was in school, it was standard procedure. You know, you got milk mm-hmm. every day at lunch. In fact, that's all there was.
Yes.
On rare occasions, you might get chocolate, but it was always milk. And back in those days, there only was whole milk. We didn't have 2% or 1% or skim milk or all that sort of thing. And there are some indicators that what was initially thought to be some concerns about too much whole milk, perhaps not necessarily the case. At any rate, there were no soda pop machines in schools whenever I was in school. I don't know about you. Did you have soda machines at Manitow?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. First of all, I didn't have the money to buy them.
Me neither.
I've always liked milk when I was. Nobody ever had to convince me or urge me to drink milk. I liked it. I still do.
Me too. I always took my own lunches too, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had your own access to milk, of course.
Yep.
Coming off the, yes. The farm. So, what are some other key messages? What about animal care, for example? Can you talk a little bit about that, especially for those of us who don't have any experience on a dairy farm?
Sure. So, this is dairy farmers' livelihood. This is what makes their, this is how they get their income.
Mm-hmm.
And their commitment for high-quality milk has to start with taking care of the cows. So they make sure the cows are comfortable, they make sure they have plenty to eat and plenty to drink, and they make sure to work closely with veterinarians and nutritionists to help these cows stay comfortable and stay healthy so they can be the best producers that they that's possible.
Can we talk a little bit again, especially for people who aren't familiar with the operation of local dairy farms, about food safety and making sure that the milk that is delivered that we eventually drink is safe and healthy?
Oh, of course. So when the cows are milked, it goes straight into a bulk tank through a bunch of pipes that are always cleaned. They're cleaned before and after every milking. And it just goes straight to the tank where it's then cooled, and it'll be shipped as soon as possible to be pasteurized, which is just a heat treatment to make sure all of the bacteria is out and that it stays healthy and nutritious for us. And then it comes back, and then it gets packaged, and it goes to the store.
So there are trucks that come around and collect the milk from the holding tanks on various dairy farms. Is that the way that works?
Yes.
It goes to a central area where the pasteurization process takes place. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it ends up in the stores, and milk is... if it's kept cool, once it's pasteurized, it's good for at least 2-3 weeks,
yes.
I would think. I know many times I've purchased milk that has a best-by date on it that's 2 or 3 weeks down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it cool, and it'll be good for you.
Of course.
We'll take a break. We'll talk more with Sarah. Sarah Lang is the new Butler County Dairy Princess, and it's our pleasure to have her with us here in the studio today. So. We'll take a break, be back with more of It's Your Turn on a Wednesday right after these words.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Thinking about remodeling or refinancing your home? ArmCo Credit Union's new HELOC combines the flexibility of a traditional home equity line of credit with the low fixed rate of a home equity loan. Lock in different amounts, rates, and terms up to 20 years under one convenient loan agreement and monthly payment without the hassle of reapplying as your borrowing needs change. It's never been easier to join, so call or visit us at one of our locations or online at armcocu.com to become a member. ArmCo Credit Union is an equal housing lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, friends. We're chatting with Sarah Lang. Sarah is the Butler County Dairy Princess. She'll serve in that capacity for the better part of the next year, talking and promoting the dairy industry, which is big not only in Pennsylvania, but it's a pretty big industry still here in Butler County, is it not?
Yes, it was actually pretty big. In 1969, there were almost 400 dairy farms, but now it's actually dropped down to a mere 26.
Wow. That is a sizable drop, isn't it?
Yes.
Some of them are bigger, though, because some of them have consolidated, haven't they?
Some would be bigger, yes.
You mentioned earlier about the nutrition factors for milk. It does contain a lot of essential nutrients, does it not?
Yes, it does. It has 9 essential nutrients, which are calcium, riboflavin, niacin, vitamins A, B12, and D, as well as protein, phosphorus, and...
She's doing all this from memory, folks. I promise potassium. You she's not looking at any notes until potassium. I don't know how you remember all that. Sometimes you'll see on a milk carton fortified with vitamin D. That's sometimes added, right?
Yes. Sometimes it's added, yeah. But it naturally does occur in milk as well.
Mm-hmm. What about calcium? Isn't that, I can always remember from my health classes when I was a kid, that was good for strong bones and teeth, or at least that's what they used to tell us. Is that still true?
Of course, that is still true, but it's not only just good for strong bones and teeth. It's good for your entire body. It doesn't just help with that, with both of those, but it helps with your muscles as well and just the rest of your body.
You mentioned earlier that the goal for the for your campaign is 3 servings of dairy, one form or another, per day. Statistics, however, indicate that most Americans don't get that these days, right?
Correct. They only get about 2 servings of dairy every day.
Well, it shouldn't be that hard to just add one more, should it?
Huh? Exactly. Exactly. With the with all the different products that there are, just add something in, even if it's a little snack. Get some cheese or some yogurt, and you're good to go.
I saw a story, actually it was a national story, a couple of months ago, about the dairy industry here in the United States seeking help from government regulators, from companies that are peddling things such as almond milk and calling it milk because it isn't milk. Now, it's made from almonds, for goodness sakes. It's not milk. Now, whether that will change, I did see one product the last time I was in the supermarket just checking that is no longer listed as milk. It's called, just almond something, almond drink. But very, very deceiving for a lot of folks, and I can understand why the dairy industry would be upset about that.
Right. It's just a matter of how you promote things. And sure, they can call it almond milk. And even looking at the dictionary definition, it comes from mammals. But hey, if that's what gets them business and gets them, gets their product out there, then I guess go for it. But
there is milk these days that it's lactose-free for people who have a particular digestion problem with lactose. But that's still milk. It's just, they've removed the lactose from it.
Right.
So that's still real dairy, right?
Yes. So there's also specifically what's called A2 milk. It's not too prevalent in stores right now, but it's there's 2 proteins in milk, A1 and A2. Go figure. Great naming. Great naming, right?
News to me. I never even heard those terms before, Sarah.
So these two proteins, A2 is just an easier one to digest and helps with digesting the milk in your body. And it's just another great way for those people who may not be able to drink milk or eat dairy products. That's just another way for them to get their dairy.
You mentioned that if you're just looking at the number of dairy farms here in Butler County, that's decreased over the past few decades, but nonetheless, total milk production here in Pennsylvania is actually increasing. Significantly, even, and I didn't realize this, there are companies like Chobani's and Coca-Cola that are bringing more processing demand for raw milk. So they're making products that, I mean, Chobani, that's yogurt, isn't it? Is that a yogurt company, Chobani?
Yes.
Coca-Cola, I don't know what they're doing with milk, do you? Haven't heard anything about that.
They have a lot of other brands as well that they own, so.
Ah, okay. Under the Coca-Cola umbrella, huh?
Yeah.
Corporate umbrella. Let's talk a little bit about cows. What kind of, of course, everyone knows the obvious, that brown cows give chocolate milk. But apart from that.
what? Not quite true there, but.
What are the most common types of dairy cows that we have here in Pennsylvania? One is, I think I'm correct, one is Guernsey, right? Guernsey cows?
I'm not sure of exact numbers or percentages or anything, but I would say Guernsey's probably up there, especially Butler County. There's dairy farm for Guernsey's and as well as Lawrence County. But the big one that everybody knows, the black and white Holstein. So that's okay. That's a huge breed.
That's a Holstein cow, black and white?
Yes.
When I was a kid, I grew up in a small town, Parker. It's along the Allegheny River. And actually, not all that far behind our house was a dairy farm. It's not there anymore. I mean, the farm's not there anymore. But they advertised their milk is coming from Golden Guernseys. I can still remember that from a kid. Golden Guernseys. I didn't know about Holsteins. So those are the two big ones around here anyway, huh?
There's seven breeds total. So there's Ayrshire, Brown Swiss, Guernseys, Holsteins, Milking Shorthorns, and Jerseys.
I'm learning a lot here today about cows. I did not know that.
And then there's also a variation of the Holstein, the red and white Holstein. It's just red and white versus black and white. But I believe you can find, not exactly sure, but I believe you should be able to find every breed in Butler County, I think.
Let's talk about cheese. That is a dairy product that, I don't know, my evidence is anecdotal, but I know a lot of people in my circle of friends and acquaintances seem to be eating a lot more cheese, whether it's at parties or otherwise, just as a snack. And certainly when you're in the supermarket, there's a tremendous number of cheeses these days. I mean, you know, 20 times more than I remember years ago as a kid.
Yep, there's about 300 varieties of cheese in the entire that's sold in the entire United States today. So there's a variety, a huge variety in general, and stores try to get as much of a variety as possible.
I've even seen imported cheeses now in supermarkets. Which is kind of neat.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And then there's ice cream. Ah, boy. What's the most, in America, what's the most popular flavor of ice cream? Do you know?
Vanilla. Vanilla is the most popular. But, I mean, personally, I like chocolate, so.
I'm kind of weird. I buy vanilla, but then I put chocolate syrup on it.
Fair enough.
Why don't I just buy chocolate? I don't know. I like Hershey's syrup, I guess. That's why. I like homemade ice cream, too.
Boy. That's always a plus.
Oh, yeah. It has that special taste that you just can't get anywhere else, huh?
Yeah.
Tough to make that in the summertime, though. You need a lot of ice. Yeah. We're talking about dairy, and it's a very important industry here in Butler County, the dairy industry. And it's a delight to have Sarah Lang with us, who is the Butler County Dairy Princess. Are you particularly busy during the summer months? Because there's a lot of fairs and farm shows and rodeos and other stuff. Will you be involved in making appearances at some of those, Sarah?
Yes, I will. So, well, first, June is Dairy Month. So.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So June's Dairy Month. July is Ice Cream Month. And then if you skip clear to October, that's actually Cheese Month. So, but mainly we do a lot with Dairy Month and Ice Cream Month, just a different events throughout the county and, of course, throughout the state, other county princesses and the state princesses. So fair actually starts on Friday.
That's right.
In 2 days.
Day after tomorrow, the first day of the Big Butler Fair, yeah.
Yes. So not only do I have my cows, not only will I have my cows there and have to go to work, but as well as that, on top of all that, on the 4th, actually, is the Celebrity Milking Contest. So we'll have several cows, and it'll be a contest between different local celebrities at the fairgrounds. That would be Thursday evening. And then we also have the free giant ice cream sundae at the fair as well on that day. So I'll be there for that, as well as the dairy show on exactly a week from today.
You've got a busy week coming up here.
Yes.
And I'm sure you'll do just as much at the farm show and some of the other,
of course,
summertime events around the area. Well, it's been nice meeting you, Sarah. Nice to have you here today.
You too. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I mentioned when Sarah came into the studio today, I kind of looked at her, and she kind of looked at me like maybe we had seen each other before. And we're not quite sure, but you were probably in maybe several years ago to something to do with 4-H or something. You were involved in 4-H, weren't
you? I think it was to talk about 4-H. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was. Don't remember exactly, but...
Neither do I.
It's been years.
Well, it's good to see you.
You too. Yeah,
it's good to see you. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
And good luck in the coming year as you serve as a Butler County Dairy Princess.
Thank you.
Coming up later this week on the program, tomorrow we're going to be chatting with a woman from the Butler area who has written a novel, and it's a fascinating novel. I'm not quite finished with it yet. I just got it last week. Her name is Julia Tulba, and it's a novel about immigrants coming from Poland. It's good stuff. We'll be talking. She'll be here in the studio with us on tomorrow's program. Later in the week, we also have an edition of City Hall coming up this Friday. And we got other stuff, too, over the next couple of days as we move through the rest of this week here on It's Your Turn. Program note, tonight it's Pirate Baseball once again here on WISR. We've got the Pirates and the Houston Astros, game 2 of their 3-game series. It's an hour later than our usual start time because the Pirates are in Texas, so that's Central Time Zone. 7:45 is air time for Pirate warm-up tonight. We thank our guests today. Sarah Lang, we've just been speaking with her, and Matt McCune earlier, the president of Butler Downtown. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy this beautiful day, and we'll see you tomorrow, 12:30, for the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.